Hello and welcome to another podcast. I'm Kim Fox along with Daryl Atwell. We're coming at you again this week with a barrage of information. You know, we talk about current events and movies, books, music. Today we're talking about current events, particularly President Barack Obama being given the Nobel Peace Prize. What were your original thoughts when that announcement was made?
Like everyone else in the room in Geneva who gasp, I kind of gasp. I mean, I'm a Barack supporter, and I think his agenda and his platforms and his vision for the world and the United States are great, but I just don't see what he's done, how it warrants him winning the prize.
First of all, I don't think everyone in the room gasped in Geneva. I mean, there's a nomination process, so they know exactly what they're doing.
No, I'm talking about the audience, not the actual presenters, okay. But the audience. There was a collective gasp. You could hear it because it was a gasp of kind of not of disbelief. So certainly I think people were surprised. And I think Barack himself said he was a little bit surprised and taken aback, although honored to receive the award.
And kindly accepted it.
Well, yeah, because it sounded like in a lot of our brother and sister would kind of be like, well, that's kind of our 40 acres in a mule to a certain extent, not each of us individually, but throughout our history, we've been denied awards or merits. And so they think it's okay that he win it because, like, well, it's about time a black person won an award too, even though they might not have completely deserved it. Kind of like OJ getting off, even though he didn't completely deserve it.
And
assuming that he was guilty, by the
way. Right, I wasn't even going to go there. Okay. I'm going to try and keep you focused. So in terms of the reaction from the general public about this Nobel Peace Prize going to President Obama, do you think everyone else has the same sentiment that you have?
No, I think as usual, or a lot of times, my views are tend to maybe be a little bit different from the average person. But I think our community especially has no problem with it. And I don't have really a problem with it, but I look at these things really objectively. And I think for him to win the prize means you're putting him in the same light as Martin Luther King, Desmond Tutu. Really? Can he really hold to those gentlemen and what they did to promote peace and unity?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that they would do this year, because it's pretty obvious for at least Americans to say, you need to wait this out a little bit. There's a lot of problems in the United States that have not been addressed and have not been, quote unquote, fixed. And to get this Nobel Peace Prize kind of says, you know, pushes him in that area of you've forgotten about what's going on right here at home.
Additionally, too, I think that people eventually, again, his agenda may help promote world peace. And they may, in terms of his change of attitude that the United States has and its effect on the rest of the world, it certainly could be a fruitful process. But I think it is a little bit too early to bestow him with that honor. Yeah, that's just really how I'm looking at it, completely objectively.
And some people are saying, frankly, he should have declined the award. I just think that would be a little rude.
Yeah, it's a little touchy on that. I don't know the history of the prize, but
it might come off as egotistical if he does that.
Yeah, I'm sure he was in a no-win situation. If he accepted, especially the conservative side would say, look, they're praising him as the Messiah. If he denied it, they'd probably say, hey, how gracious he is, or whatever the case may be. I think his donation of the prize money, which I think he intends to do, it was a very gracious act. I wouldn't expect anything less of him on that tip, definitely.
All right. Any other comments about this hot topic?
Enjoy the 1.4 mil, whoever's going to get it.
Thanks.